Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Good evening. It's Monday evening at 8:03. I'm a little late because I was over there on that reckless Willie Dog show, and I couldn't get off his line. So y'all got to bear with me. And tonight we got several good things to talk about. I got I'm riding while we're talking. You got to bear with me. I got one hand up. I'll make sure it's up. It's 219-219-2285. 219-2285. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? 219-2285. Your mic is open. Let me move right on to 224-224-6386. Your mic is open. Go ahead. All right, 224-6386.
It ain't that serious.
Hold on. All right, we got the 901-2877. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
What up, Jay?
What's up, Wick?
How you doing?
Quick. I did just what it said. I did labor. At all.
Oh, okay.
How about yourself,
well, Wick? I ain't doing nothing today, Jay. I'm pretty wore out for the weekend. We had a pretty good weekend.
How was your event? That's what I'm going to ask you. How was your event?
It was great, Jay, man. I mean, I want to thank the fans for coming out. They really came out. The racers, they came out and supported the race. We had a shootout, 28 race, 275. We had a shootout, 25 cars in the shootout. I mean, it was a good day. Pretty good day, Jay. I couldn't ask for nothing, no better.
At all.
A lot of respect.
How did Team 901 do? I mean, did y'all draw out on anybody else? Did anybody draw out? Did you race this weekend?
We made it like to the third round, I think. We made it to the last eight car. We drawed on the whole track, of course, you know. 901 couldn't get no action. Easy money was over there. That was about the only thing I think that 901 probably could have ran against. That would have been maybe an even race. And they was having some issues with their car, so we didn't get that off. I couldn't had to spare them on that one because they were having issues. But other than that, we ran in the shootout, made it to the last eight, got a little eight cars down, got a little money. So Predator Car, Junior Car ran pretty good in the shootout. I want to give props to Arkansas boys. They came all the way from Arkansas, and they took care of their business. You know, they ran against the Po' Boy Racing Squirrel. And they had an issue with the first race. Somebody stepped in the beam and red lighted Arkansas. And we at that track, they got a video camera that videoed the race or whatever. We went back and looked at the video. We found out that's why we can't have a lot of people on the line. I understand why these tracks need to not have a lot of people on the line because
really
of that kind of problem right there. But they came back, both races. Both teams decided to do it over. They came back, and the Arkansas boys took the win over Squirrel, Big Block versus Small Block. The boys came out and did their thing. I want to give them their props. There's a few other Brewers races, Jay, but I don't. I can't remember all of them, Jay. I was running around doing stuff, trying to keep these people in order.
Well, did you feed everybody? That's what I want to know. Did you feed everybody, or they had to go to the concession and end the thing?
No, we fed everybody too, Jay. We had chicken, we had burgers. We didn't do the steak thing because my other chef, he was out of town. But we did do a lot of the chef who was there. He did real good. I want to give props out to him, Big Daddy. We call him Big Daddy, and with the GL, he usually cooked for the GYS crew. He did a lot of cooking, cooked chicken. He had some beef tip ribs that was real good, Jay. I don't even. Beef and stuff, but he gave me some of those. They were good. He had chicken burgers. hot dogs and stuff like that. And, yeah, we did feed. They ate everything. We bought a lot of food, and they ate everything. We bought a lot of drinks and the water and Gatorade.
Well, I put this right here. The figure he put on that phone saying he won't go nowhere.
I'm just gonna show you. Yeah. we had a real good time. I mean, it was we had a lot of spectators, made pretty good money. Track made money, and everybody, you know, did pretty good. So I can't ask for a better day, you know, Jay. It was good. You know, it was my birthday weekend, so. That was a plus, you know. I mean, we partied Friday. BGT hung out with us the whole weekend, you know, from Friday to Sunday. Kept him with us the whole weekend, and we partied Friday. And like I said, Jay, it's a blessing. I thank God for everything he let happen this weekend and nobody get hurt, everything. And I just want to thank God for everything that went on this week. It was a good weekend, Jay. And I do want to give props out to that to the Cold Killer crew, Chris Toon, Cold Killer, Tight Man, Lil Tony, all them guys, man. I gotta take my hat off to them guys. They coming out, they doing what they want, they doing what they do. He the baddest. I gotta give him the props out right now. The only thing I can say, they the baddest right now until somebody, you know, take them down, you know. They Kudel is really giving a lot to the Grudge game right now. They showing up, Jay. I got to give them their props.
But that's props. It's a good thing that we are able to pat each other on the back, you know, and even though in competition we can recognize a team when they're doing what they're supposed to do. But now,
right.
You know, you can't neglect Donye. You know, Donye, he did lose to Cold Killer.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. You cannot neglect Donye. I'm glad Donye got up, brought action. There was a good, great side-by-side race. Donye, that's why I couldn't understand why Donye was saying he didn't want to race him at first. I didn't know he might have had his own reasons or whatever, because everybody still want to race both cars. I do, you know, but both cars look good. Donye brought action. I can take my hat off to Donye and his team, too. They came out. He beat, I seen one Grudge race where he won. He sat around, waited on Cole. They waited on each other all day, and they did what they came to do. And that's all, you know, that's all me and BET. When BET get on these guys, I know they saying, hey, he ain't got no car and this and that. But that's basically all the point he be trying to make, action, bring in action. Those guys sat around.
Donye did go on to win. You know, Donye did go on, and he had three Grudge races. He won two and lost one. So I talked to him earlier. I'm going to try to get him on in a minute. But he said it was still a good day because overall. Huh?
I said, Grudge Inc. is standing up, Jay. You got some guys that's behind you, and Chew behind y'all standing up, and the boys bringing action. And I just got to give props out to them guys, the G-Body guys, you know, Donye and Cold Killer. You know, y'all doing, you know, what the Grudge game deserves. Y'all doing what the fans deserve. You know, they deserve this. You know, they want to see it. They sit around and wait on us to get these cars ready months and months at a time. And when you get these cars ready, they want to see these cars go into battle, and that's what these guys doing. So man, you know, I'm just the type, just keep them down the middle, keep it 100. I just ain't nothing else I can say about those two teams. If I say anything else about them, Jay, I'll be hate. Great job this weekend. Like I said, Cold Killing them, they doing a good job, and Jay, you doing a good job too. You know, promoting these guys, getting these guys out there where people can know them and see them and stuff. So, like I said, just, you know, only thing I can say, man, the Grudge game is, they say it's getting worse, but I think it's getting better. The Leon, you got to get props out to Leon. He came out and did what he's supposed
Leon
to do.
Leon raced. That's right. That's right. He raced.
You got to get props out to Kimo. He came out and did what he's supposed to do. Did a lockup. So, shit, I mean, everything. Everything went like it
you know, and team SBO, I got to let everybody know, team SBO, you showed up. And
Terry, do down on everybody
at the track, you know, even including Gold Killer. And they asked, you know, they asked for the back tie. So, but they did try to bring a little action. So I got to give props out to team SBO.
Sorry for not mentioning them. Them guys always bring action. You know, always trying to bring some action. Terry, he's calling around all the time, trying to get grudges and stuff locked in. So I got to give props out to them guys, too, you know. That's a good team now, you know, grudge team, you know, from the Chicago area.
Now, let me tell you something else that you got to do, Wick. The guys out of Chicago have been showing up, man, all across the country, man. I mean, you know, and not just showing up and listening, you know. That's important. But now, before we go too far, we do know that the back half champion, I went to Mike Hill's and Mario's race in Union this weekend, and it rained, but most people stayed around, and I tell you, Dolomite, giving shouts out to Dolomite. Dolomite did a because of the rain, the Stone Cold and Dolomite race was postponed. So nobody knew what the track condition was going to be. So they agreed to send it. You know, while it was still raining. I mean, it rained almost 2 hours while we were at the track.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that happen up there. I know it was going to be some action going on over that way.
Yeah, it was. All the money
and Mario giving away.
And Real Tree was there. He was trying to do a little dancing with Baby Hitler, and Baby Hitler didn't see what he wanted to see, so that didn't happen. Like I said again, got to go back to Dolomite. You know, he is the top sportsman champion, and he went up against Walter Mann, and he prevailed. So, you know, the champ again. I got to get the props. Grudging champion made action. He made action. So we got to give props for him. So he was over Dolomite over Walter Mann. So I got to get somebody else on. Y'all give me 1 second. I'm putting Big Country on. If y'all that know Big Country.
Hello?
Big Country.
Hello? Yeah, what's up?
How you doing? All right, welcome to the Monday Night Show. Big Country. Obviously, you know, you couldn't get in. We got a board full of people, and I got 901 Bad Was Weak. Now, you went to the race up in Maryland, right?
And in the Magic Car. William Brown's race.
William Brown's race. Where would it be in hell at?
Virginia Motorsports Park.
Okay. Now, would you please kind of give us an update on what happened? And I knew the blue Magic Car was there, and he had the opportunity to run William Brown himself. So let me hear your words on it.
You know, we just wanted to race somebody. So, I mean, he was the only one really that wanted to come out there and get busy. So, shit, we'll run his ass, take his women and his damn money. But it didn't happen like that. You know, he got the win. Spill antifreeze on the track that passed before us, so, you know, but we ain't gonna make no motherfucking excuses. We'll run his ass again Thursday night, and that's just it. I mean, he won, but, you know, he know his ass was screwed, but, you know, all that we're gonna do is think about Thursday now, you know. That's all I can say. And then that other back half out there, we will get busy September 21st.
Turnout, or
you know what I'm saying? That's about it, man. I don't really like talking too much. Just talking at the racetrack. What you call? Hello?
As we talk right now,
we're going to run William Brad's ass Thursday night at Piedmont in Greensboro, North Carolina. He's talking about he's going to test the ADRL. And like I say, we'll run him Thursday, and he's talking about rocking him ADRL. Shit, we'll pay them motherfuckers a couple extra dollars and run his black ass again. And that's the bottom line. Head up. We ain't going to ask for nothing. He got two chests. We got steel roofing quarters and stock front end. Report to me. We want to get this.
So right now, you still saying, all right, right
I don't give a fuck where you from. 50 states, planet Earth, whatever. Let's gamble a little something. We ain't got that much money, but we just going to gamble a little something, have some fun, talk some shit, and live another day. Because you know we almost wrecked our car on that page.
Yeah, but let me add this in. All right, now, it's good. That's a the Blue Magic car is considered a top sportsman, or is it considered a back half?
It's a back half, stock front end, steel roof and corners, 3,000 pounds. And let's go to work. That's it. Fuck them niggas. We don't give a fuck. We don't run anybody. A fucking Promod, we don't run your ass. We ain't scared. We just want to get beside somebody and race, man. That's the bottom line.
Big Country, hold on 1 second.
It ain't number for $800,000 shit. We want to race, man. Everybody talking about we don't want to race. Man, we ready, man.
Big Country, let me add this to it. Let me get this part in. The fact that this weekend, the national backhand champion, Hyde, took on Bird.
We don't
hear
him ass whooping. I don't want to hear about him. He just get my motherfucking Texas steak together. But if when he come to Dawson, we're going to get busy. And that's it. Ain't no more talking. You know, man, he on top right now. But motherfucking when the 21st come, there's going to be a different tune singing under the motherfucking air.
So are you saying that you're trying to call out the national champ? Not only now, let me. I got to get
my we ain't calling out. He know me and I know him. He know motherfucking when we meet again, we gonna get it on. And that's the bottom line. Ain't no trash to talk. I'm gonna give his man the respect, but we ain't scared of the motherfucker. He know he had an ass whooping coming. But hey, let the man shine right now. These goddamn colored boys from Virginia ready to get take over, boy. I'm telling you, ain't no more talk.
I
want to
add. But let me get this part in. Y'all that don't know, the Hyde car of Jekyll and Hyde team is now the only 3-belt holder in the world. They are the
man. We
want
to hold money.
Hello.
Jekyll Hyde, little hoe, Vic, little sexy, whoever the fuck out there. The 21st, let's get busy. They can have the motherfucking belt. We want them dollar bills because we ain't got bills to pay and miles to feed. That's about it. As simple as that. Fuck that. Belt shit, man. This is a grudge game, man. We're trying to get a little paper, man. If it ain't number 500, 600, we're trying to get paid, man. Pay some bills off y'all guys. That's the bottom line. I mean, what else is to say? Y'all can have the motherfucking belts. Have all them shits. I want y'all's motherfucking pocket. Dig in y'all's motherfucking pockets because they deep. We ain't got that much money. We got enough to get there and build a little something. That's about it.
Right,
ain't no more talking. Right, let them have the belt. Keep the motherfucking belt. I can go get me a belt made right now. I want your motherfucking paper. That's it. That's all that counts. Have the belt. Mr. Had the champion, the belt. Yeah, all the motherfuckers. Keep the ragged-ass belts. I want your motherfucking dollar bills so I can pay these bills. My mama hungry and my 10 kids, them bitches hungry as a motherfucker. So they got to eat. I'm going to feed them. That's it. Keep them damn
because
bills.
Can I say something now?
Yeah, keep talking. It's your show. I'm just shit.
Okay,
telling you the truth.
Thank you.
All right,
hold on. Let me get my part out. The belt holder, the national champ, is the Hyde car of Jekyll and Hyde team, and now they hold 3 belts. They hold the national belt. They are the back South Carolina champ and the Texas champ. They hold 3 belts. They've been recognized pretty much across the country as the proven.
Hey, man, we don't want to be recognized because we could be on. They can be that, but we don't want to be recognized because we could be on America's Most Wanted one day. Fuck that shit. When they come to the house of Darlington, they can get some because they got plenty of money. They want to put up one of the war rigs. let's put up one of them motherfuckers because we from broke colored boys, and we want all you back ass out there, please report the Blue Magic with a, you know, few dollars. Big Money Lord, come on, I need your paper, brother. You a powerful nigga, bring your black ass to motherfucking dollars in, we're going to strap it on y'all motherfucking hand pots. And this fucking back half out, all you back half. And that's it. That's the bottom line. Lock in for
hey,
Thursday.
Wait.
That's it.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
I
man,
need money.
Yeah.
Fuck them belts, man. Them belts ain't shit. I want your motherfucking paper, man. That's what graduation all about. Y'all getting off the subject with the shit, trying to turn the shit into some class shit.
All right,
now let me ask y'all money. Let me ask shit.
Ray
21st,
Ray
they
Ray
want something, let's get it.
You ran William Brown this weekend. Who did you with? I got to go ahead and call your ass out now because you keep on talking shit. Who did you race?
Man,
who
the fuck
is beef?
Them boys from Texas. Don't talk
who
me to that.
Who
don't
did you
mad, brother, because I'm telling the fucking truth. Everybody on the goddamn phone knows.
Who did you race?
Fuck this grudge
hey,
racing shit. Motherfucker,
who
we want money,
race?
Man. I ain't trying to argue
you
with you,
race,
brother.
Man?
I'm just...
Nick Country,
who is your man? We don't get on camera, man. We don't want to be on camera. We don't race white boys. We don't race white boys with fucking screwballs, nigga. Hey, look, man. We don't run white boys in Virginia with screwballs out of West Virginia, Kentucky, up on them in for money. So, we do this shit, man. We ain't got to be computerized. That shit right there, we ain't worried about that. We going to get y'all's paper. That's it. That's the bottom line. Report to us September 21st. Y'all have a nice day. Get that money, people out there. But all the back ass report to us. We're going to run y'all motherfucking ass. Two chances, two. That's the bottom line. Y'all have a nice day.
All right, y'all. That's Big Country, y'all, from straight out of Blue Magic Camp. You heard he said, anybody, any back half car, he wants your damn money. So, you know, that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. All right, let me go back to Rick, you see it there? I don't know where the hell my shoulder went back on every day. Big Country that took on every damn body. I got two damn. Let's see what I got here. All right, Big Wayne, is that you? Are you on the line? Never Scared Racing, are you on the line?
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, did you catch what Wick said?
I didn't hear Wick. Wick, ain't he still on? Biz, what happened to you? We can't hear you, Biz. You're talking, but we can't damn hear you. All right, let me see who else I got here. Give me 1 second, y'all. I was trying to get another caller on. Big Country that came and shut the damn show down. All right, let me see. I'm trying to get an update on. Y'all bear with me 1 minute. All right, 219-2285. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
What's happening, Jay?
What's going on? Is that you, Leon?
Yeah, that's me.
Leon, I heard that you made some damn action this weekend. Tell me about the story, Leon. Tell me about the story.
Wasn't no good action. I hit the wall.
Damn, Leon. What you trying to do?
I don't know what happened. I come off the trailer, made a shakedown, come back, got this money together, and when the light came down, it made a hard left. But what I called a bear, you say Big Country, he got a back half car, right?
That's what he's saying. It's the Blue Magic car.
Is he going to be in Macon? I got a 69 back half Noble. He's the first person I'm going to be looking
for. Man, that man, Now, you heard what he said. Now, it's hard to get him to damn do anything. I got him on him. All right, listen to this. This was him 1 year ago. I want you to listen to this. This was 1 year ago now. Hold on. I want you to hear this. This from 1 year ago. Hold on. Listen to this.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of you? We, your man got dragged, sir. We'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
That's Big Country. That's been a solid year ago. Did it sound like anything he said changed? I mean, he's still preaching the same, you know, he's still preaching the same thing. So, Leon.
Yeah, Jay. All I'm saying is he got a back half car. I got a 69 over back half car. I need to look for him down on in Montgomery.
We're gonna work on that. We got to work on that and try to get him up to speed. We're gonna work on that and let me see who I got. 708-8152. 708. Oh hell, yeah. 8152. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
I'm just listening right now, Jay.
Everything all right with you?
So everything just fine. Got some background noise right now.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm trying to get, this damn computer ain't acting quite right. I can't, I'm hoping it'll, it's something, it ain't doing something. I see it now. I don't know what happened to Wick. Wick was on there. And trying to get. Biz, are you on there? Biz,
I'm still here.
Biz, I'm trying to get Biz. Biz, you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
This machine ain't working right. I don't know if we try to dial people at the same time, but I need Tommy Dog, and I need to get Wayne on first. Then I need the Tommy Dog. I got to tell
okay.
Wayne that damn Michigan. I got to get Wayne on.
I wanted to say this. Did you catch what Witt was saying? He said that Cold Killer came up there and did what he was supposed to do. He said Donye went up there and did what he's supposed to do. And he said Chemo went up there and did what he's supposed to do. He paid the punk out. Did you catch that?
I did. I heard him say that, but I didn't want to elaborate on it. But what that means is?
I mean, I don't have to be a rocket. I'm not a rocket scientist. He said he did what he was supposed to do. And that man paid the punk out. I mean, we are in the month of September, which is the ninth month, and you got people that's calling themselves grudge racers, and damn it, they ain't had one grudge race this year. I just don't understand it.
I mean, well, Wick is still on. I think Wick is still on, and that is a statement Wick made.
That's
but,
you know, I didn't
Chemo,
say it. Wick said it.
Chemo said he wasn't going to run no class car.
He wasn't going to run no class car.
He won. No. Chemo came on last 2 weeks ago and locked me in with SBO and bragging that he going to run SBO. Now, that was how it was. But, Biz, if you can't, because Wayne done called me twice, and I need a ton of dogs. Help me out of this thing, because I'm actually driving and got the computer running while I'm trying to drive.
Okay.
Hey, I'm back, sir. If you were looking for me, Jay, I'm back.
Somebody just texted me and said Chemo owe him $100 because he ain't raced yet. I got a new phone.
I tried to bet somebody, man, so bad that he wasn't going to race, but they wouldn't bet me.
Hey, Jay.
Wick, earlier you said that everybody did what they supposed to do, including Chemo. What were you trying to say,
right.
Wick?
Well, you know Kimo was going to pay the lockup, man. We already knew that. So he did what he, he did what he wanted, you know, what he's supposed to do. So everything went smooth.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the second year in a row, we have a unanimous winner for the fake racer of the year. It is...
Kimo came on 2 weeks ago on the Monday Night Show, man, and promised me that he was going down on Terry and Team SBO ass, man. I mean, that man.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that man came on, man. Y'all heard that man. That man bumped his chest hard as hell. And matter of fact, he was giving Wayne. That's why I won't get Wayne on. He was giving Wayne so much hell. Do y'all remember that? He gave Wayne pure hell, man. And hey, Wayne's blood pressure all up.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to call Wayne.
Yeah.
I got to put him in the private room.
Hey, B.
Yeah.
I got Dunye on the phone.
Dunye.
Go ahead, Witt.
Hey, Biz, man. Hey, man.
Go ahead, Witt.
I don't know what's going on down in Georgia, but I know when you had the show, I ain't trying to put your business out there either, Biz, but when you had the show in Chicago, that house wasn't echoing like it is now, man. That must be a pretty big ceiling. Must be pretty high, San Jose. Echoing like a motherfucker, man.
Say that again. Wick.
I said that house you in now, it wasn't that the house in Chicago wasn't echoing like that. You echoing now, man. It sounds like some damn square footage you talking in.
Hey, Wick. Hey, Witt, don't do that, man. You know it. You know.
I know Jay like this.
Hey, Witt, you sure paying attention. But hey, did they say something about Dunye on the line, man?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Hello, everybody. Hello, the governor of Illinois. The ass kicker of Michigan, Dunye. Dunye, I heard that you went to Michigan and whooped some ass. And so start off with the ass you whooped first. Whose ass did you whoop, Dunye?
We whooped Turbo GP, Turbo Mustang right off the trailer. And we put it on old Gold Digger. Yeah.
Now, Gold Digger and both of them guys have been knowing you for a while. I mean, what made them get enough balls to try that? No, I like Gold Digger.
Turbo GT, they always wanted to do it, but they wanted to do it at 41.
Okay. Now, Turbo GT.
But they got up enough courage to want to do it at a good track. And you see what happened.
Well, Turbo GT, you know, they knocked off your damn, they knocked off Tony Bynes, man. Shit, so.
Is that my phone or is that Jay breaking up?
That's me breaking up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I got a question. That was easy money in the shootout. I didn't see nobody in the shootout that could run with you. Why did you get in the shootout?
I had too much going on.
Okay.
I had three races locked in, and I had to change the tires.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
Too much. And then they didn't start till 7 o'clock.
Right.
You know, it was just too much.
Okay.
But now, according to Dunye, it was still... You know, he took his licking, but he still left on the positive side. And let me tell you this, Dunye, Wick came on and gave you some good props, so I want to make sure, you know, that we all know that we are supporting each other. Wick, you still there?
I'm here, Jay.
I'll let Dunye know how you had supported him.
Yeah. Like I said, man, I'm Dunye and Leon. guys came from Chicago, bringing action. You know, Dunye, like I said, he do what he's for. He do what he, you know, grudge race is supposed to do when he get there. You know, he race, he going to battle. That's why I wasn't really giving him no house or earth, you know, about through the last week or nothing. I just know that he'll go, and it just was, you know, I was wondering why you ain't going to run this, man, you know. I guess it was his own reason. Like I said, I got to stay out of that, you know, because he did run him. He did bring action. Leon went out and did what he's supposed to do. Like I said, Kimo did what he's supposed to do. And, you know.
Kimo did what he's supposed to do. Go back in the bushes.
I bought the man a damn bulldozer. Had his son to his damn house. I paid $2,300 for one of them little small bulldozers. And he still went back in the damn bushes.
He made a good pass too. Where he put by
that's what I heard. I told BT. Now BT, we gotta wait because they say he paid the lockup. I said wait, BT. If he don't race nobody, then you got to get him. I said I know he gonna race somebody though to put up with that bullshit you gonna take him through, but. He didn't, so obvious. He just went to win that award again this year. I mean,
I'm gonna go on his little defense for you know a little bit. He had to get some tires. He bought those tires that I just set off the car, and I don't know if they got them on in time or what. I don't know what happened with it though. I think he got them.
Yeah, he knew he needed tires here a month ago.
Hold on, Daye. Hold on, so you saying he came to the track and bought some used tires?
Well, I only have about 8 passes on them, yeah.
Donye. Cars that we got go too fast to be buying some used tires. Now, what I heard.
I didn't ask him why he needed them or what happened. He just said he needed some tires.
Now, this is what I heard. I could be wrong. They said he put the inner tubes in backwards.
I don't know.
That's what I heard. That's the text I got. They said he put the inner tubes in backwards. So what the text I sent to tell them, be a checkbook racer like me. He's a dummy, just like me. Don't change no spark plug. Don't change no tires. Don't change no oil. Cause this is the second time. He done been to the track and he done did something stupid. The first time was he put the header on backwards. So, you know, how many strikes do you need? Do not mess with the car. You just like me. If your crew allow you to tie the car down in the trailer, then just tie the car down in the trailer. Anything mechanical dealing with the car, use a dummy, just like me. I'm not telling you something I'm not doing. I don't change spark plugs. I don't know how to gap them. I gap them wrong. If I don't change the oil, because when I put the oil filter on, I put it on too tight. So, Kimo, this is a recording. Do not touch the car. Use a jackass. Don't do it. Let your crew take care. That's what you pay them for. Let them mess with your car. Then maybe it took you 9 months. You still ain't got a race. Maybe in the next 15, 20 days, maybe you can get a race off if you do not touch a car. All right, Jay, I'm done.
well, that was a good public service announcement, Ben. I'm still trying to get this thing through that, right? Hey, Ben, do you see Grind and Pine on there?
Hold on, I think I got... Hold on 1 second. Hold on, Jay. Okay. Hey, Jay, Dog just called me. He said open them up 347-something-something-05. That was Dog.
Yeah, all right. I got Dog. I need to get Big Rag on, and I need to get Grind and Pound.
Okay, Grind and Pound just sent me a text. They went out.
Yeah, you motherfucking black motherfuckers. We all here too, man. We in here, Jay.
Hey, Willie Dog, I want you to know that we got the Notorious
governor of Illinois on
no,
the line.
No. Hold on, Jay. I got some motherfuckers that want to talk on y'all show. Let me see. Oh, no, he didn't want to go, though. Well, who you got in Notorious? Who on there? I heard Whit. Hey, look here, Jay. I just meant to tell y'all something. I meant to tell y'all. Fuck you, Jay. I'm with Whit now. Whit, I don't know, was it him or Chemo, but I'm going to go with them on buying them damn bulldozers, pulling bitches out of the damn weed. Them bulldozers selling like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. I had the distributor call me, dog. He said, damn, them things are going pretty quick. So I told shit, just I'm gonna call you. We're gonna need a whole lot of them damn things, dog. I wanna give you
anybody that's on my show that wanna talk to anybody on Jay's show, I got y'all tied in. You still gotta hit the one button and let me know. If I
Hey dog.
Hey, I lost. What happened?
Now we good. I guess I'm still on there, but
hey, Jay Bourne.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Jay Bourne.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, be quiet. Hold up, Jay Bourne. You got to introduce the top sportsman heavyweight champion who just kickwalked the man ass. Now you need to introduce the man properly, Jay.
Hello. All right. I didn't know you got the top sports champ is on. I can't. Boy, you know, I got so many great people on the line. Everybody, still, the top sportsman champion of the world. All right.
Hey,
Jay, appreciate it.
What's that, fella?
If he still be the top. The top dog still going in September. They said you wouldn't last a week.
I know it.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Dolomite, you win the battle this weekend. I heard that you raced. I didn't only see it. I video. I was part of the porno team that did the video. Who was it that you raced this weekend?
Well, I raced supposedly a legend out of New York, Walter Mann, who should be on the phone too, but we all came in. But I already knew what I was going to do to him. That's why I wanted a piece of his ass. He really was scared. He knew it. But he had an issue, and I wasn't going to wait on him. I was down there to the other end turning on that light. So while he was having his issue, I was gone. And that's what it's about, ain't it? Jay turning on that damn W, right?
And damn W, that's what you're in business to do. That's what you're in business to do, is cut the light on.
Sure, I'm going to have my damn shots at that same problem right there.
Hey, Walter Mann, I just got you on. You on Jay Bourne's show, not tied in with mine.
Okay,
nobody's been talking about you like a dog, man. He said he beat the fuck out you. Ate your motherfucking food up, and if he see you again, he gonna fuck you up again.
But, okay, hold on, let me plug your phone up there for a minute. Hold on a minute.
So I can give you another ass whoop.
Okay, now what do you say now?
Hey, nobody been talking big shit, Jay.
Hey.
Plug it in, Walter Mann, so I can give you another ass whooping.
Hey, look here. Dolomite ran two times. He told me everybody ran. He ran two times. And the last 20 years, I've not heard about him last year when he ran Bobby. And all because he was
And then phone must have went out.
And I told him, I feel like Dolomite is the bottom of the totem pole in the South Sportsman.
Yeah, that's why your money's sitting in my pocket, because I'm bottom of the totem
pole. Yeah, but I tell you before, every now and then, I had to give away some money to charity. And you want a charity case.
Well, you know what? Just keep me on the charity case. I'll take your money every time you want to get away.
Well, no, next time you'll get it. You got your charity case already.
Well, just let me know when you're ready.
All I ask is one thing for you.
When you're ready,
run for $400,000. That's all I ask.
When you're ready, I'm going to open that wound back up in your head.
I can't take your word for that. So, if you remember about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, You said I had a back tie for life. So your word don't mean nothing to me.
Are you ready to do something? You got the back
tie. No, your word. I told you your word don't mean nothing to me no more.
House of Hook. What you want
to
do?
No, your word don't mean nothing to me no more.
You got a back tie at the House of Hook.
No. Your word don't mean nothing.
So are you accepted or not? I need to know. Let the Grudge World know.
I'm glad to get up with that. Grudge World, all y'all fans out there. You know why he's talking like that? Because you know what? I broke my car, I ran him, the transmission broke, and I had to put that car in the test shop.
If I had somebody that I was sure I could whoop like you say you so sure, I'll borrow a damn transmission from somebody loaned you that.
Hold on. It ain't just transmission. Why should I keep putting a train in and keep breaking them? I'm putting that guy in the chassis shop and find out why it's breaking them.
Hey, Jay Bourne, ER called me the other day and said a man came crawling in on his belly in the ER, his ass sold out, and it had a beard, and he called himself Walter. The ass just blowed everywhere.
Hey, Jay Bourne.
Damn, man, Hold up, man. I lost Walter. Hold on. I got to get Walter back on there. Man, that's fucked up, though, Mike.
You
talking about that, man.
Hey, Jay. Yes, sir. Blood. Go ahead, Walter, man.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Jay, yes, this is Mr. Pee-wee. I went down to Virginia Motorsports. I need a special order of that stuff you got. The preparation eight.
What happened? I don't know. We ain't running the board, y'all.
I went down on the thing and fucked William Brown up with that. Hey, Pee-wee,
did you,
two-tractor trailers long. If you can find a penis that long, I don't know if they make them two-tractor trailers long. Hold on, man. Hey, man, I ain't gonna let y'all talk about my brother like that. I'm gonna get him on the phone.
Hey, Jay Bourne.
Yeah.
You was there. Who was there that was scared before the went to beans?
Dolomite was a little shaky. Now he was a little shaky off the man, but you know he was coming up against it. He was coming up against that damn legend.
7-5-7.
Hey, Jay Bourne, tell him what light I cut on him, Jay Bourne. Tell him.
A 14.
I was shaking with that 014 light. You right? I was shaking.
You right? You was shaking. Anytime a man come in the thing, tell you was nervous. You can't run in there and straight not over right the wrong way.
I went right over the top of you, Walter, man. I knew exactly what I was doing.
On top of that, nobody in my pocket,
crap.
Hey, Doug, you can't go to William Brown because visiting hours is over in Virginia Hospital. Yeah, what they told me. They told me he was in the emergency room.
Hey, Walter, man, they'll let nurses come in there and pack that ass some more. You know that ass load up.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, hold up. I just got a text. Jay Bourne is finna get sued for not having enough.
Hey, Jay,
Hey,
you still there?
Yeah, I can't hear what dog said again.
My phone went out.
Everybody's
he said, "God damn it, they're finna sue Jay Bourne because he didn't have enough preparation. They should pack everybody's asshole."
Hey, Jay Bourne.
I had a rookie driver. The boy is 25 years old, and William Brown just won the ADR Rail Show at Texas, and he left William Brown sitting right at the Christmas tree. Damn, Pee-wee.
I want to make sure you tell me right. I want to make sure you tell me what you said. You said you got a new porn star that came in at 25 years old and fucked the old porn star. Is that what you're saying? Boy, I tell you, boy, we got to do something about this. We got to do something about these damn heroes around here.
Hey, Jay, did you tell everybody about what happened down in Union already?
No, come on with it, dog. Come on with it.
Hey, I got to tell you about the controversial part of it. Ain't nobody know y'all about goddamn nephew finna whoop Pro Stock Joe ass. They didn't hear you about that, dude. I read y'all didn't hear about that, did you?
No, ain't nobody heard about that, dog.
Well, won't you get nephew on the phone and let him tell you then?
I'm already on here, dog.
Oh, shit. Well, he know I ain't lying then. Nephew finna goddamn... If CJ the read I want him to say it, I might want him to just to say something, because maybe the damn video I will might be going a little too far sometime when people get ready to try to do something. That's why I really brought it up.
Yeah, he put that damn camera in my face. I told him not to.
That ain't no goddamn nephew. That's Dolomite.
That's Dolomite.
It sounded like nephew, though. But no, this is what I'm thinking for people out there that's drivers. I'm trying to say they were trying to negotiate something. Maybe sometime it's best sometime for the videographers to move back sometime, because the Dolomite was finna stick that big camera in his face too, and I had to grab him and tell him to get back, because one videographer just got finna get jumped on.
Yeah, I'm glad you stopped me, too. I don't want to get my damn teeth knocked out.
Well, I know,
you know,
you got to be a little more...
Joe got that extra small camera with a long tip on it. It'd be fucking with people. That's what that is.
You about to go into battle. Tell us how you feel.
You better get that damn camera.
Y'all ought to get nephew on the phone. I don't know why nephew on the phone. Anybody that want to get on the show, if y'all can call somebody, tell them to call my show right quick and I can get them in there. Otherwise, I can't get them in.
Listen, I had the camera on Stone Cold. I had to follow that everywhere he got that. That's why.
Oh, Jay, shut up. Hit a real nephew. Jay, shut up. Hit a real nephew. Right, go ahead, nephew.
What's up, dog? I heard you say something. What you say? My man, Pro Stock.
Hey, love you. This your big Pro Stock, your punk ass.
Well, now, it was just, you know, I was trying to talk to Jimmy one-on-one. I mean, if I wanted to talk to him in front of everybody, I would have did it. That's why I got him out the car and pulled him to the car.
Y'all better watch out, Pro Stock. Go to police.
No, I wanted to negotiate a race without him putting his 2 cents in, because the race wouldn't have got off if I know he would have stayed in the middle saying what he wanted.
What you trying to say, that post stock could block a race?
Yeah, but
no, I'm going to block all the man in race almost, but y'all leave post stock alone. Mike here, your mic open too, Mike here.
Yeah, what up? What up, dog?
All right. We on Jay's show now, so you gotta be nice, cause you know we don't want Jay to start. You know, you know Jay got that old fucked up loud ass show. You know, he ain't used to no good show.
Jay ain't trying to be nice anyway. You hear him over there trying to start a subject, but he following Stone Cold around all day.
I followed Stone Cold around, and Stone Cold had a camera in his face, right? Stone Cold turned back and looked at me and said, "Damn, Jay, damn." I said, "Okay, I let him alone, shit." I said, that's too much goddamn pressure. I left alone. That's all he said.
It's
damn, Jay, damn.
Let me leave alone. Oh, I need to... Hey, Mike.
Dude.
Hey,
Mike. Look here for the guys that's on my dog show. Was him comment here earlier. If you broke transmission 4 times, wouldn't you have your chassis checked out before you just throwing your transmission back up in there?
When you had a chassis checked out?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you splitting the case or something like that on transmission, yeah, or you know, something like that, yeah. Yeah. What happened to your transmission, Walter, man?
What happened?
Did you split the case or something?
Well, no, I don't know if the case split. I know certain cracked because all was coming out on the ground. And I didn't get a chance to really look at it. I had to come out of Florida. So I didn't really get a chance to look at it. But I know it did crack sudden because it's sort of spilling all out.
Plus,
we don't have no park in the car. If you put it in park, the car keep rolling. So it did put sudden inside of it.
Damn, that might be the planetary shell.
But the planetary shell don't have nothing to do with it.
Leaking
fluid, though.
But that stopper ain't going into park, though.
Hey, Walter, man, I think your car just shitted on itself. That's all.
Well, I'm just saying,
you know, that's what it looked like when I looked on this video. It looked like it just took a big shit and said, fuck it.
No, because you don't know
how to
do it.
I don't know what happened then. Hey,
So he should take pride to say I want them. So that's the only chance you can get is when I don't make the water.
I know it, but trust me, if it was the other way around, Walter, you'd be beating your chest. You know it. Come on.
I just said, don't like it, one day. But you're telling the public like you actually want, like you want the car. Tell the truth.
Yeah, a win is a win, ain't it? Now, wait a minute, Walter, man.
You want it.
I can make the excuses when I lose, too.
When you get your ass whooped, it don't matter if you're by one point or 80 points.
You got your ass whooped.
Yes, I did, but I also told you, every now and then, I have to give away some money to charity.
That's right.
You know,
when you get it ready, I'm going to whoop your ass again. You just tell me when you're ready. Because you're going to be my sweet meat.
Oh, Lord, I'm a, hey, Dolomite.
Yeah.
Dolomite, I want to take the goddamn break with that baby Hitler car. What's up?
Get your ass in the seat and let's go.
Well, goddamn, how much you want to lock in?
I'll lock in anything you want to get in if you're driving.
No, I ain't driving. I don't drive. I bet. All I do is
all that damn belly you got, Johnny, you ain't driving shit no race car. I know that.
You got that right. I ain't got a hundred of it. All I'm doing is getting this goddamn money. Now, what you want to do?
Hey, Jeff, hold on. I got a block call. I'm finna get on here. But what I want to know is, fuck all that shit. I want to know what we're going to say about.
This
goddamn big white going to be slapping the shit. I heard Tac-Man on the Little Tony Show being nice, but I heard, goddamn it, that great white with him then slap the fuck out of Dunya.
I seen that too, dog. It looked like a good, dog. It looked like a damn good race, though, now. It looked like a damn good race, though.
Yeah. Well, somebody with a block call hit the one button, but they must have got scared. I don't know if that Pro Talk Joe or not.
Oh, this bitch ass needs to sit down somewhere.
Yeah, well, hey, no, we got to get Harry on the block. While Johnny doing all that goddamn talking,
I ain't going to tell him, goddamn it, lethal weapon off of goddamn baby Hitler the back motherfucking tie.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what you
going
to do, Johnny?
I'm going to take the break from Dolomite. That's what I'm going to do.
Johnny, what you going to do, Johnny? That man off your way. I don't want that trouble. Now, what you going to do with that trouble in front of you?
I want to take all the bread from Dolomite. I think I can win.
So you're admitting that Lethal Weapon going to put a hole in your ass?
I don't know what Lethal Weapon going to do, but I know one thing. If you let that goddamn man in hell up, Rick, you got hell to pay. Now, what's up? I tell you what, you
give me the back tie, and I get baby Hitler the break. You give me the back tie, and I get baby Hitler the break. How about that?
Man, you Oh, you smoke. Say that again.
I said, you get me.
All right. I don't know if y'all can see or hear me on my show. Let me open up some of these mics right quick. And I got, all right, I'm going to 8-7-8.
Hey, I can't say it no more. I didn't give you your chance. Now go on with the show, J-Bone.
I couldn't hear you. Let me get some of these mics open right quick. 708-8152. 708-8152. Your mic is open. Go ahead. Welcome to this Monday Night Show. 708-8152. Go ahead. Fucking I can't hear. Hey, Biz, if you can see, open up on the mic down there for me. I can't. I'm trying to damn drive open mic. That's getting hell.
This must be one of the most sorry ass Grudge Inc. shows, man.
No, don't be so mean, bro. Hey, I have to let me tell y'all. We was at the union race, and
talking about Devon.
who the hell is talking on your show, man?
Hey, Johnny, you gotta be quiet and be respectful. This is Jay Vaughn's show. He ain't used to nobody coming on in like you with your intelligence. So you, when Jay talking, you gotta shut your muffle ass mouth up.
We went up to, we was up in Union, South Carolina, and as I pulled in, I had my video camera rolling. As I pulled in the gate, I want Mike here to see me paying my $20 going to the gate, and I got it on video.
Hey, Jay, before you finish the story, you fucked me up, too. Because I had on a Grudge Inc. shirt, he made me pay, too.
and I pulled right now. And y'all already got to see what I seen. I seen that man Willie Dog with his good hat and shirt. Standing there talking to Mike was giving it pure hell. Mike was giving it pure hell. How in the hell you coming with this bullshit out? I got it all on video now. I got this shit on video. Mike gave him hell. Dog threw it up. You know, he threw it up.
I'm gonna give you $1,000 if you put that video up, Jay.
Hey, Jay, you ain't gotta put the video. You ain't lying. I'm gonna tell me something. I gotta pay double because I got a fucking Grudge Inc. shirt on, man.
No, man. You know that's a lie. That's a lie because I was glad to see how the damn Jay finally upgraded. He got a silk Grudge Inc. shirt now.
He gave me one of his. I gotta bust Jay out too, y'all. Jay said he got shirts for the black guys and he got shirts for the white guy. He white for shit.
Don't say that at all.
Hey, now, just to show you I ain't lying. Hey, Mike, the Nitro Art guy said, damn, he didn't give me none of them whippers like that.
Oh, yeah, he did say that now. He's like, I ain't get one like that.
Hey, the last time.
Dog was pretty high up in the getaway, so I mean, I can understand why Dog gets a silk shirt.
Listen, Dog told me. Jay said, okay, you can go to camp and they give you a chicken. I said, well, motherfucker, give me a good silk shirt, man, bitch.
Hey, listen, Dog.
That's how I got that silk shirt.
Anytime he rides
post stop, Joe,
he get hot
around
the collar. So I'm trying to keep
him
damn
pooping.
Him the
post stop. Tell dog again about this conversation we had today with goddamn Mighty Joe Young on the phone and me and you, Mighty Joe Young, and Tracy. Now, tell him again today now what we trying to do.
Let me tell you, today we had Atomic Dog. Hey, Ben, can you open the Atomic Dog mic? I want him to tell his story too. So we called Mike Joe Young today. And
yeah, damn already on.
I ain't no damn talking about sound like that. I'm talking about Travis Dog is on. I'm just trying to open his mic up. But what we did, we from the dog, you know, we all trying to lock in. We trying to get a race. And we called Mighty Joe Young, and Atomic Dog wanted to lock Mighty Joe Young in, and he was willing to lock in 1,000 on 10,000. And when Mighty Joe Young came on, he told him that he would not run him for 1,000 on, he would not run him 1,000 on 10,000. It had to be, I think it was 5,000 on
20,000.
No,
30,000. Hey, it went up to
30,000 today, though. 30,000. You know what you need to tell him? Take 5,000 right there and go down to the goddamn manure shop. Dump a bunch of shit on that motherfucking car.
That was the man, we came on and everybody was shocked, man. Everybody was shocked. I tell a dog for the man and said, man, you going to charge me $30,000. And he said, yeah, that's just stand up bid. That's just a stand up damn thing. And so, man, you know, that was real disappointing to hear that.
Tell him who he ran this year for $30,000.
Well, you know, that's that. Well, he said back in the day, they used to run for 20,000. So that he in line. That's what he said. That he is in line. That was real shocking, man, for real now. You hear that man said, and he didn't back down on that now. Yeah, he left it just like that at the damn 30,000. And so right now, 30 grand. So obviously, man, that just. I'm going to have a talk with him again tomorrow, man. That's just way like this. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Jay Bourne, I ain't never thought of this before. We might have to impeach.
Yeah, man, it's going to. But he said, you know, we talked to him, and they said that they're going to try to do something, man. But that's just, we all know what that is. That's just too far out there, man. You know,
well, Jay, how you gonna control it? How you gonna control the belt if a person do that? Because I mean, it ain't no other pro mark can challenge the belt if somebody gonna say, well, if you coming with, you know, X amount of dollars, these big amounts of money,
right.
The belt gonna always do that. Because I don't know,
nobody's gonna take that kind of challenge, man. And that's one of the things that we're gonna have to that's gonna have to be dealt with, Willie Dog. That's going to have to be dealt with, but they, you know, it's early as tomorrow, man.
They got
to
be dealt with.
All
you got to do is just tell them to get in the building, and then y'all have a good day.
Yeah, I mean, hello.
Because fact of the matter, Jay, when they got the belt, it was only 5,000 on the line. I mean, it was
exactly.
5,000 bits.
And then, you know, and he had already said, they had said before that 10,000 was a number. You know, but Atomic Dog called, and the man said $30,000, man. I mean, we'll definitely be dealing with that, you know, this week. That can't
be. We need to have
an
emergency meeting.
Yeah, that can't be.
You got a lot of noise. I didn't even know you was on there. I wasn't even looking at the screen, brother.
Hey, I just want to let $30,000, though, feel myself to be the DP man.
Hey, before he even said that, I know where he going with that shit. We gonna take up a goddamn trip.
Hey, dog, I need you to have a pick running, and I'll see you down the road, motherfucker. Stop putting up goddamn a year salary. Come on, man.
Yeah, And when something like that happens, man, we got to that shit where everybody, you got to goddamn shake your head on when that type of thing, you know.
What everybody needs to do is get behind that one car that got that 10
and get that other 20 up, and we'll see who motherfucking bluffing. Because I smell a rat in that shit there.
You know, I left that out on the table. I told them that, you know, that I like to kind of get, you know,
that's how you keep a belt. That's how you keep the belt. I can just tell Walter, man, I want to run for 30 grand.
Like they've been doing all these belt holders. Jay, you need to get all your goddamn belts back. That shit was made to create ring. This bitch is wearing them belts and we ain't seen them. They won't even take a picture with the motherfucker. Come to the ring, track right.
So Jay, if a man put up his
I can't hear nothing. Can anybody hear?
Track.
Yeah, I couldn't hear nothing. What did he say?
We didn't hear it. The phone went out. Like, we heard you say it.
Oh, okay. Now I'm
right. It's breaking up real bad. Let me make sure Donye is mic. Donye, your mic is... Donye, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Donye, you know, you kicked everybody's ass from Detroit, Michigan, from
yeah,
Michigan.
I can hear you going in and out.
I said, you whooped everybody's ass from Michigan, and so what you got to say about that? You know, everybody want to talk about the one loss, but what about them damn two wins you got?
Couldn't hear none.
What you say, Jay?
Jay, nobody don't hear you, Jay.
Yeah, we can hear Jay. Whoever phone is, their phone ain't getting good reception. I can hear him perfect.
I couldn't hear nothing.
If y'all can hear me, Jay said, Danielle, you done kicked everybody's ass up there. But then he basically said, Cole Kimmel came over there and slapped the shit out of you. That's what he's basically said.
Yeah.
Hey, can y'all hear me at all? Can't hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
All right, Donye, I said, you did get a loss, but I said, what? Tell me about them two ass whoopings you gave.
We beat old Turbo GT Mustang off the trailer on True 29. And we whooped old Gold Digger.
Now, let me ask you this. Just to get some shit started, do you still want to whoop on Wick's ass with King Kong?
Yeah. It ain't nothing,
Jay. Okay, I just want to make sure. So Wick is on. I want to make sure he heard that.
All right, I ain't going to take one lost and go in the bushes. I ain't never been that tight.
Yeah. Hey, Donye, can you hear me, Donye? This dog, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I ain't trying to be funny, and I'm serious, though. I don't know what you did or not. Did you check your car to make sure it ain't hurt? Because I seen on the other end, I seen a puff of smoke out there on the other end, and it.
No, not yet. I gotta do that too.
Check your car, man. I seen that dead man smoke on the other end right there at the finish line.
Oh yeah, I definitely gotta do that.
Yeah, it looked like the same thing he did when he ran me.
Nah, it wasn't the same thing.
What you trying to say, Whit?
Nah, I just said like supposed to be the it kinda look like it's a lot of smoke at the down there around about the 500 mark.
Oh no, that was.
You see it too, Whit?
Smoke came after I went through that.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, I watched it right at the finish line, man.
Yeah. It did it before Cold Killer Light came on. Oh, hey, I want to tell you, dog. You said them boy with the baddest. I gotta give them boy their prop. They are the baddest.
Yeah, they are the baddest. Okay.
You talking about Cold Killer?
So, Yeah. Them boys are bad right now.
Hey, as they said back in the old days, I'm on that dick. Let me come.
Yeah. No, they boys are bad. I gotta get that top.
Hey, Whit, I'm glad to hear you say that, man. That sound like the old Whit. I'm glad to hear you say that, Whit. You sound like the old Whit now. Until you come back and whoop his ass or somebody kick that ass, that's a bad motherfucker right now.
Yeah, they the baddest right now.
Terry, your mic is open. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you said you want to do what? What you said? You texted me and said you want to do what the damn Donye?
Hello?
Barry, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I said, what you want to do to Donye?
I'm naked.
What, naked? You want to do something to him in the dark? What you saying, Terry? We can't understand you.
Hello?
Terry, you said you want to make love to him in the dark.
We'll go right out the back door with him.
Y'all going to run who out the back door?
Who do you say, butt naked?
No. He said, Donye, Terry said they offered you, they wanted to run out the back door with you.
Well, you nah, that was Donye.
Not me.
No.
Terry, we can't understand what you're saying. You got, can't hear you.
Someone got some background noise.
And, hold on, I'll tell you who it is in 1 second. That is you, Terry. No, it ain't you, Terry. Somebody else. That's all. So, let me ask you this then. Hold on, I got to bring on one more man. I got to bring on Tate the Great. Tate the Great, how you doing?
I'm good, fellas. What's going on?
Tate the Great, did you see that race that happened this weekend, or did you hear about it?
You said what, Jay?
Did you hear about that D-body race that happened this weekend?
Your phone, I can't hear nothing you're saying, bro.
I said, did you hear anything about that D-body race that happened this weekend?
Which means did I hear something about it? I bet it on the race. I mean, I did more than hear about it. I bet it on it. I was there. I seen it.
What side you was on, Tate? Tate the Great, everybody.
Wasn't nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Cold Killer got away. Hey, it's just drag racing, man, to me. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. Huh?
What side were you on?
I bet it with, goddamn it, Chicago. Fade to Black. Yeah, I'm going to do it again. Ain't no secret. I'm going with my guy. Shit.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Type man did tell me you were sweet. Now, he did say that.
Type man said what now?
That you were sweet.
Well, that's, you know, type man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, Jay Barnes started some shit. Type man said you was a hell of a racer because you came in race. Now, Jay started some shit.
That's why, hey, guess what, though, dog? Hey, I don't feed into that, man. You heard what I said? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I like that.
You know,
that's what he said. I like that. Shit like, hey, dog.
No.
Shit like they can't do nothing to help me get some money, man. That'll just help me out. If he calls about 10 people or 15 or 20 of them and they believe Tyke Man, I'm gonna thank Tyke Man after I go up in them 10 or 15 people. I ain't mad at nobody saying I ain't nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what's wrong with these people now. They worry about what somebody's saying about them. I don't really give a fuck.
Exactly. But,
now,
I ain't gonna let Jay throw that shit out there. I came on the show last night and gave Donye all the props in the world. And, you know, it was just a fucking race. That's all it was. We came
That's
out
it.
On
I mean, hey man, listen, we don't, one thing about it, man, We don't cry about no losses, man. You gotta be in it to win it, man. If you can't take a loss, then start racing, man. That comes with the game.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody else gonna step up to plate and take and put themselves in a situation to get an ass whooping and then come right back. You heard the man say it. The man just said, man, look, I'm not going to the bushes because I just took a loss. I lost, and I'm trying to get somebody else next. I'm gonna take it out on the next man. That's what we do.
That's what a champion do. That's and you don't hear no hate talking about you ain't racing, you ain't doing that. He ain't take no page out of the goddamn Wick book. Wick motherfucking jumped on a motherfucking book. I ain't never.
Man, I wish the song wasn't going in and out like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a board or what, because some people lines coming in, some people you know going out. That but let me tell everybody.
It's real bad on this end, man.
Yeah, you know that's old bad. That's old girls ain't show. That's why that shit ain't whooping shit.
Okay, ask him what the bathroom.
That hold on, I'm gonna try to get mine a little better if I can.
Hit it off. Is it any better? Can you still hear me?
Hold it. I get it.
Yeah, you probably did.
Hi.
Everybody, but listen, the whole thing is, man, now, Type Man have gave good props out to everybody. We gave good props out to everybody, man. Everybody go to battle to win. Everybody can't win, you know, but like I said, action was brought, so ain't nobody going to complain about that.
And that's what it's about. And that's what it's about.
Right.
It's about bringing action. And you know, it's sad that the game got these cowards that got cars that's functional, and they hit the track with certain people, and they don't want to engage. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
pussyfooting around, and they tiptoeing, and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Type Man don't know me personally. He said that last night, which is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't talk to him or try to tell him who I was or tell him to check my resume. That's on him. That's on him to find out who I am. You feel me?
Take the great.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But it's cool. I come to the track. Anybody that know me know I come to bring action, whether I'm testing or not. Saturday was my first day at the track. I made two hits, and I tried to get in the ring with Tony. I tried to get in the ring with Street King. I tried to get in the ring with Avery. All of them guys were from Michigan, and then everybody else was moving around, and they was, you know, to me, I feel like, you know, they went and did some scrap boxing with Sugar Shane, because they had more moves than Sugar Shane.
And that's Take the Great.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Take the Great.
You know what I'm saying?
They told
me
you said that fuck down. They told me you draw on this goddamn thing over there. This whip.
Hey, listen, man. Them people been out testing all year. That's my first time at the track. I made two hits, and I'm trying to play. Ain't no secret.
Yeah, they told
me
you
were trying to play. Two hits, and I'm trying to play, man. And then Aaron got on the phone, which I don't have no respect for no more because he got on that line, man. The man locked in with Leon, and he ran Leon. He whooped Leon before he even was locked in with Donye. I told the man, we can get out. And then he was moving around and doing this and that, man. I don't have no reason to lie, man. If we're going to play, we're going to play. If we ain't, Tony was the only respectful person and said, I was talking to somebody, and dude with the microphone came over there while I was talking to somebody and heard me say, I'm going to make one more test hit, and down on little Tony ass, I'm going to go and Street King. And he said, what? What did you just say? And he said it on the mic, and then I collaborated with him and said, yeah, that's how I feel. I'm going to make one more hit, and I'm on their ass. And then Street King was talking so crazy, I said, you know what? I'm not going to even make another hit, man. This next pass is going to be on your ass. And he walked away. And that's what happened. And I ain't got the – everybody that was there that was in that crowd heard that. And I'm going to leave it alone. But the next time I see him at the track – I'm at his ass. I ain't gonna let him breathe, man. I ain't gonna let him breathe. I don't like no frauds or no phonies. We gonna race or we ain't gonna race. All the line and the rigmarole, hiding your hand and throwing a rock in the bushes and all that. I don't do that. Yeah, I don't
but
do
what,
that, man.
I mean, how was the Michigan action, man? Did Michigan represent? Did they?
I don't really get into all that, man. I come there, I hit three, four people that was talking crazy before I even came to the track. I went at them three, four people, and I couldn't get no action. Now, the rest of Michigan, some of them guys don't even be coming to the track to grudge race. Some of them want to come for them shootouts,
and they get in them shootouts, they don't really be looking to do no one-on-one racing. I don't even want to get in the shootout yet. I got pretty people I want to knock clean the fuck out before I even start getting in the shootout.
That's
what I
want to
do. I want to knock their ass out before I get in these shootouts, before they can start figuring out what I'm really doing. So you get in them shootouts and they start trying to get an average on what's going on and how you looking and all that. I'm going to knock their ass out before I get in them shootouts. They can keep them shootouts right now. I don't want no parts of them.
Goddamn it,
Rear tree must have bumped his motherfucking head. He made a fucking shakedown. He came back around there and said, fuck it, I feel good. I get Tony Wright the back tie. I said, goddamn, Rear Tree, don't do that, man. You're going to get fucked up. I'm baby Tony. He said, nope, fuck it, I'm going to take a chance. Get Tony Wright the back tie. So we went and told, and Pro Stock Joe can verify this thing, because we went and told Pro Stock Joe to tell him. So Pro Stock Joe went and told Tony Wright. Tony Wright said, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to make me a shakedown. So Tony Wright made a shakedown, and to me, it looked real goddamn good. But so when he come back around, I said, Tony, what you going to do? I said, what you going to do, Tony? He said, no, I got to make another shakedown. So I said, okay, that paperwork must not have been right down there. He must have looked at that ticket. It didn't look good as it looked on the track. So Realtree still waiting. Still waiting. Tony Wright made another shakedown at 12:15. Of course, the track closed at 12:30, so, you know, couldn't be no race. So I don't know why Tony Wright didn't run, but I'm going to get him to the finish. And let him I hope I can get him on tomorrow so he can tell why he didn't run.
Yeah, we call them throat. We call them throat doctors, man. When they look down your throat and they see something they don't like, man, they start. Hey, man, they start backing up.
Break, man.
Yeah, that's
just
me,
take,
dog.
Man, you got to get on more of these shows, cause I said you don't mind telling it, goddamn. And I said you don't mind telling it.
He said what, dog?
He said you don't.
Hear
you
don't
mind.
Then that'll make his ass get to Alabama, like somebody just said.
Man, that phone keep going out on me. I don't know why, man, but I can't. You going in and out, dog.
Well, he,
yeah,
like Jay said, I don't know what it means. Somebody tell me what I said if y'all heard me.
No, I didn't hear either, dog. It cut off. It cut off. You might need to repeat it.
Goddamn, Jay. He's got them. Shit, y'all didn't tell me what it was. Goddamn,
you know what damn repeating yourself, dog. Damn, don't act like you ain't never repeated yourself before.
What is this, folks?
Yeah,
but it's only a few pieces.
Hey, you don't hear me, Jay?
No, you
keep going.
I hear you now, dog. We ain't heard shit. All we heard was somebody buying the kids some damn something to eat. That's all I heard.
Yeah, you keep going.
No, that ain't on me. That's somebody on. That's probably damn it is on your end. No. See what it is now. Whoever booked your show, Jay, wherever they phone it, if they phone ain't getting good reception, that's why you can't hear shit.
And dog, can't none of us hear you though. It got, I don't know. I can hear him, dog, but we couldn't hear you for real, man. But now let me ask this question.
I ain't gonna say no goddamn
mother. Well, let me say this. Let me ask this question. We done said this a couple times, but we need to say it again tonight. Name. Dog, will you please repeat yourself? Name the top 5 G-Bodies in the country on 29.
Can you hear me, Jay?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, I told you, Cold Killer number one.
Cold Killer number one.
Every time I say something, let me know you hear me.
Cold Killer number one.
Lethal Weapon number two.
Oh, Lethal
Weapon number two.
Number two. All right.
I done moved Witt up to number 3.
Damn. Witt up to number 3? What the hell happened? Okay, go ahead.
Dernier number 4.
All right.
And goddammit, they can fight for number 5. I don't give a fuck about number 5.
So you saying you'll take 901 Bad Boy over damn Dernier?
Yep.
Hold on, yep. Let me open up. Dunya, your mic open?
Yeah, it's open. Hey,
name, how do you see the top 5 G-Bodies in the top fastest, not G-Bodies, the top 5 fastest cars on 29? How do you see them, number 1 through 5? According to you, Dunya.
According to me?
I ain't seen Lethal Weapon. I ain't seen. Right. But I guess I'm gonna have to see. If you're racing, you damn sure won't see him. Dunya, if you're racing, you damn sure won't see him. So, well, I'm gonna see him, though. I'm gonna see him. I got you, brother. Hi, how you give me the cap, Dunya, according to you.
Gotta be Cold Killer number one.
Okay.
I guess Lethal Weapon. I'm just the same order, dog. Yeah, the same order, dog. I'm gonna put 9-on-1 before me because they whooped me with King Kong. But now I'm trying to figure out which car you talking about with, dog. Which car you putting them in front of me with?
Well, I was just putting a group in front of you, Dunyan. You got a good point there, but because that's the only reason I did it, because they got two or three cars they can run you with. But I know the last time y'all ran, he did beat you. That's the only reason I did that.
I put him in front of me because he beat me. Now, I got to whoop him over. Now, you got to give me my race back in order for me to move up.
Now, but why, when we talking about the fastest cars on 29, why is no Mustang included in this? Is it that Mustang don't have the advantage no more? Mustang don't have the advantage no more?
Who got a Mustang, Jay? Ain't no big block nice and Mustangs out there on 29. Really, is it?
Tony Wright?
Tony Wright ain't doing
that's
shit.
That's one. Tony Wright?
Tony Wright ain't doing
big
shit.
Big ball factor? Hold on, big ball factor? CC? We can pull them in now.
But they on 28, ain't they? Ain't big ball and CC on 28?
Hold up. Jay, can you hear me if my phone's still fucking up? Can you hear me, Jay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think those guys on 28.
Name the fastest car. I'm going to clean that shit up then. The fastest car on a 10-inch,
okay,
10-inch top.
Jay, you keep saying fastest. Okay, big ball factor, we know fast, but we just got to put him to the side right now because he ain't running lately. And then we're going to say Tony Wright ain't beat nobody. CC them ain't beat nobody. So why the fuck we talking about motherfuckers that ain't doing nothing right now?
Okay, so these are active cars.
But if you ask me, motherfucker, if I had to vote, you goddamn right. What the fuck I got? Are you going to put them in the same category with Matty Joe Young, then?
No, all I'm saying is,
motherfuckers is active.
Well.
Oh, my lord, is Black Man still on the phone?
Here you go.
Go ahead,
man. Willie the dog.
Now, Pee-wee been smoking that shit again. He said, what about Big Low?
No, I think Big Low, every time y'all get the number five, y'all try to damn cut off. So Big Low won't make number five?
Shit, I don't know, Willie.
Not too many months ago.
Hey, I fucked up, Jay. I fucked up. I'm gonna put Lil Rick number three.
Tony Bynum told me Lil Rick. Tony Bynum told me Lil Rick better not move.
Yeah. Hey, man, tell when to put them damn kids to bed. That's why the phones ain't no good. You on Widow's sorry-ass phone. Biz. You on Biz's fucked up phone. That's why the show can't get through.
Hold on. I'm going to give you all that damn back. Somebody got that on. I was closed. I can't see. Bid won't even damn talk right now. I don't even know if Bid's on. Hold on, we got to get back Big Dragon shout out. What about the race? We got some races coming up, dog. Name all the races, dog, that's coming up. You know the races that's coming up. Good dog. I don't know if nobody can hear or not. Oh.